Hey, Pastor John Aiken here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Faith Center podcast. We hope today's teaching will awaken and equip you to live out your God-given purpose. Enjoy. So I want to talk to you about what a blessed life looks like. We've been looking in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9, really 9, and talking about a cheerful giver. And in chapter 9, there's some amazing stuff it says in verse. Matter of fact, just open up real quick to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I hope you got a Bible out. And those of you who don't have a Bible out or you don't have your phone looking at the word, I'm going to tell you right now, if you can, if you're not driving or if you're not, you know, if you're sitting down somewhere, get the word out. It will help you. It'll help you when you see the word. Don't just listen to me. Get the word out and it'll help you. So I want to pray and then we're going to read in 2 Corinthians 9. So Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for every household and family watching. I pray a fresh release of your grace and wisdom and strength, and give us a deeper love for your word and for who you are. And I pray that you continue to transform our lives, God. Teach us what a blessed life looks like in Jesus' mighty name. And so I've gone over this the last couple weeks on the 10 at 10, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. Let me go ahead and start my clock. Here we go, 10 minutes. And starting in verse 7, 2 Corinthians 9, starting in verse 7. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or not of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. We're going to be talking about a cheerful giver connected to a blessed life and what a blessed life looks like. God loves a cheerful giver because God is a cheerful giver. That's who he is. Verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, meaning you, the cheerful giver, that you always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work, meaning every good work of giving, every good work of helping, every good work of building up people and doing things. So every good work. And then he quotes the Old Testament, as it is written, and now he's quoting from Psalm 112, he has dispersed abroad, meaning he's given abroad. He's not just given here or there. He's given abundantly abroad, you know, to all places. He has given to the poor, and his righteousness endures forever. You know, it's possible for you to give unrighteously. And so you may give or do something that you think is good or you think is noble, and it might be self-righteous. Maybe you're giving to get attention. Maybe you're giving because you want your name to be magnified. That's unrighteous giving. That's self-centered giving. That's self-righteous giving. But we are disciples of Christ that seek first the kingdom of God, God's way of doing things, God's economy, God's government, his kingdom, and his righteousness. So we want to be righteous in all that we do. We don't want to have unrighteous giving or self-righteous giving. That's not a cheerful giver. So just because you give doesn't mean you're a cheerful giver. So a cheerful giver is a righteous giver. I want you to just understand that a cheerful giver is a righteous giver. And man, the rest of that chapter is incredible. But I want to stop and go back to Psalm 112, because Psalm 112 is what he's quoting here. So in context of talking about a cheerful giver, he's quoting from the Old Testament. So look back at Psalm 112. Go back to the Old Testament. And look back at Psalm 112, and here's the picture of a cheerful giver. This is what he was quoting from. So let's just read this for a second. Psalm 112, starting in verse 1. Praise the Lord. I love how it starts like that. Just, man, we're going to celebrate. We're going to bless God. And that's a picture of a cheerful giver. They begin with praise. They don't begin with complaining. They don't begin with criticizing. They begin, I mean, the psalm begins, this is like the psalm that your Bible probably titles it, the blessed man or the blessed state of the righteous or the blessed person. It probably titles it something like that. But this is the cheerful giver. This is the blessed life. This is a person who has a blessed life, and they're a cheerful giver. So they start with, man, praise the Lord. If it's a good day, praise the Lord. If it's a bad day, praise the Lord. If I'm working, praise the Lord. If I'm not working, praise the Lord. And then he says this, blessed is the man who fears the Lord. So a cheerful giver is someone who fears the Lord, which that's godly fear, holy fear, which doesn't make you afraid of God. It actually creates intimacy with God. The fear of God works through love and works in grace. It's not a being afraid of God. That's an unholy fear. That's an unhealthy fear. But blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly, not just delights, but greatly in his commandments. Like, I delight in chicken sandwiches, but I delight greatly in Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwiches. And so there's a difference of delighting and delighting greatly, you know, in things. So the blessed man is a cheerful giver. The blessed person is a cheerful giver. Cheerful giver. So we don't get to get, or we don't give to get, we give to give. And remember, I told you, how do you know? This is how you know if you live to give. And here's how you know if you're really a cheerful giver. If when you get, you stop giving, well, that means you're giving to get, not giving to give. And so this cheerful giver, this blessed person, the blessed life is someone who fears the Lord and delights greatly in the commandments of God. You've heard me preaching about this for a while now. And anyone who's been through Discovery, you've heard me preach on this, that this is the commandments of the Lord. These are these first words of the Lord, that I'll love the Lord my God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. And those 10 commandments are not rules that we need to keep in order for God to love us or God not to punish us. But these are ways we grow and guard the relationship with God. You are the God who delivered me from Egypt. I will have no other gods before you. I will not take your name in vain. I'll honor the Sabbath and keep it holy, and I'll honor my father and mother. It may go well with me. I will not murder. I will not commit adultery. I will not steal. I will not lie, and I will not covet. I'm not going to covet. I'm going to be a cheerful giver. I'm going to love God with all my heart and walk in the reality that God loves a cheerful giver, and a cheerful giver is a blessed man who delights greatly in the commandments of God. They're not burdensome. They're not difficult. They're not boring. It's full of love, man. It's full of passion. I love you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I'm going to love my neighbor as myself. That's a blessed life. That's a blessed man. That's a blessed person. Because prosperity in the Bible, prosperity in the kingdom, always, always is for the purpose of generosity. It's never for the purpose of greed and covetousness. It's not for the love of money. It's not about loving money. It's not about seeking money. It's about seeking to be blessed. It's not about desiring to be rich. That'll hurt you. The Bible teaches that desiring to be rich, you fall into many traps and stuff. You desire to be blessed. And when you desire to be blessed, you know how to handle riches. So let's just keep reading about this. The blessed man is he who fears the Lord and who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on the earth, and the generation of the upright will be blessed. Well, look at this. I love this. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. So it's not unrighteous to have wealth and riches. It's unrighteous for wealth and riches to have you. So God wants to prosper you. God wants to increase you so that you can be a blessing to other people. And so wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness will endure forever. Verse 4, unto the upright there arises a light in darkness. He is gracious, meaning the blessed man, the generous man, is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. So you have compassion. A blessed man, a cheerful giver, is one who's full of grace and is very gracious and full of compassion, and it's righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. We're the lender, not the borrower. That's what the blessed life looks like. And he will guide his affairs with discretion, meaning, or discretion, with discretion, good grief, discretion, which means wisdom. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. It means your generosity, your prosperity for the purpose of generosity, provided by the blessing of the Lord, will be remembered long after you're in heaven. That's what that's talking about. Verse 7, he will not be afraid of evil tidings, meaning he's not going to be scared of a bad report. It's like, we're going to work this out. God's going to work it out for good. We'll get through this. And his heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established, and he will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He is dispersed abroad. He is given to the poor. That's the scripture that was quoted in 2 Corinthians 9. He is dispersed abroad. It's talking about generosity. And he is given to the poor. His righteousness will endure forever. His horn, meaning his strength, will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved, and he will gnash his teeth and melt away the desire of the wicked, and the desire of the wicked shall perish. So look, Psalm 1 is about the blessed life. James 1 is about the blessed life and the blessed man. Psalm 112 is about the blessed life. I love what Zig Ziglar used to say. He would say, you got to be before you can do. You got to do before you can have. And then I just add this to it. You got to have before you can give. And we should live to give. That's what the blessed life is. So know that the Lord, you in your new creation, your new identity, he's made you a new person and you are blessed. So now you got to do according to your blessed life. Do that. Fear God, delight in his commandments. And as you delight in his commandments, man, he'll begin to increase you and you'll live in a, you'll begin to prosper to be generous and you'll be more, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Doesn't mean you don't receive. It means your receiving has a greater purpose than receiving. Your receiving has a purpose of giving. It's more, blessed to give than to receive. But you've got to receive in order to give. And you do that by surrendering your heart to the Lord, by being someone who delights in the Lord, delight to do his will, delight in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart because he will literally establish his desires in your heart and push out the selfish, greedy desires that you may have, and you'll be blessed to be a blessing, and you'll learn how to be who God's created you to be so you can do what God's created you to do, so you can have what God's created you to have, so you can give what God's created you to give. And that is the righteous, blessed life. You are blessed to be a blessing. I want to pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray over every family that's watching, every person that's watching, and God, give them a greater capacity and courage to fear you with an intimate love and delight greatly in your commandments, that they would love you with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love their neighbor as their self, not in some religious way, not in some self-righteous way, but in the righteousness of God. Lord, let that be a burning passion in the heart. May they love you more than they love any other thing in this world. Let nothing, no other idol be put before, especially money. Lord, but I pray your blessing will rest upon them in Jesus' name. All right, love you. See you Sunday.
Thanks again for listening to the Faith Center podcast. To connect with us, go to faithcenter.tv and fill out our connection card. We pray blessings over you and your family. We'll see you next time.